Blog Talk Radio.
Live from the Treasure Sign Studio. In the home of the Super Bowl champion, it's the Sports Show. And now, turn up the volume and get on your feet and welcome in the undefeated, undisputed champion of Sports Talk Radio, JBT!
Welcome. Are you glad you got to hear that to the man? Oh, wow.
Still sounding gross. You ever heard of a cough button?
You could have let that music keep going. So
the what the heck are you eating for in the, during the show?
This show should have been discontinued, 4 years ago?
Why?
Do you think that... I'm just asking. What do you
Why?
Think?
I'm asking you. What's the problem here? Yeah, I'm Bill Simmons' podcast.
You keep bringing this point up that zero to do with anything. What do you mean?
How long is this broadcast?
Podcast for like an hour, hour 10 minutes. Why?
60-70 minutes. I do.
Most of them.
I mean, they don't take any calls. We do 30 minutes. We're going to be late with that.
No, it doesn't mean anything. That has nothing to do with what we're talking about, or I should be different camp.
Maybe.
Well, what do you got here? Where do you want to go first?
I don't know.
You got NFL free agency and trade. The free agency
no,
really
free agency
off, but the people are going all over the place.
What this thing? There's been a couple.
Let
movies.
Me give you all subjects. We got the Builder and the preseason.
Yeah, let's go.
We got NCAA Championship Week.
Yeah.
Sixers,
talk about
Final 20 games, Final 18 to be exact. I think.
Talk about these
Flyers
no,
and losing.
Talk streak. About these NFL crews because they do matter. And I know
decision. The people that are faced with is A, is he healthy? B, can we afford this salary?
We don't want to find out. I'm talking to the Seahawks here. The answer to question A is we don't want to find out. And question B, we can't afford it.
They're just dumping, boy. Getting rid of Bennett's salary, getting rid of Sherman's salary. What do they want all this room for? Who do they have eyed up?
I don't think they've eyed up anyone. I just think they realize that their formula for the whole team, not just the defense, but the way they run their offense has been no as it was, even though Darrell Bevell is gone. As their offense was going to read about Luke Walton and random nuggets, he might have read about that.
I just wanted to see what he's so mad about.
Luke's got a temper. Yeah.
I didn't know what he was mad about.
Anyway, they realize that what they're doing now is not sustainable. And I think they really came
What's
at
not sustainable?
In a real whole act. They got a championship out of it. And, you know,
what's the act, though? What do you mean, act?
You know what I mean. The way they play, I mean.
Breaking
you know.
News, Kevin Ollie. Bye-bye.
You got a fry?
Bye-bye.
Well, there's going to be a lot of suitors for that job. That's going to be a sort after job.
Second season, he won national championship in 14. Now he's gone in 18. That's amazing, kind of.
Wasn't that his first season? Or his second?
Second. Initiated disciplinary procedures to fire a head coach who helped lead the program to a national title in its second season at the helm in 14.
He was going to be an NBA coach, you know. The Thunder wanted to hire him. The Celtics wanted The Thunder definitely want to hire him, but they hired Billy, and Billy should have thrown him up. Billy doesn't even really fit in the NBA, but they're winning. The deal with the Seahawks is that, you know, they realize that they got to rebuild so they can come up with more sustainable formulas for winning than relying on all defenders and basic offense and patchwork offense.
The offense is a joke. He runs around and does whatever he wants.
That's the point, though, is that, you know, they got to get more structure and they got to get younger and, you know?
Yeah. I mean, well, the big headlines, yes. Let's just go with it. Let me just start with the college hoops. So the big headlines, UVA barely escapes Clemson by six. Okay, that's starting at the top. The number three team loses, Xavier. So the dream matchup, the two versus the three in the Big East Championship tonight at MSG will not happen. Number two is there, and number three failed to connect. Now, will they still be a one seed?
Yeah, same with Virginia if they were to lose.
Well, I would agree with the Virginia. I don't know if Xavier doesn't get bounced.
There's no one.
Duke did just lose. So that doesn't help them. They're not going to bounce off.
Yeah, they could have.
So they're going to be a two seed.
They would have been locked in. At
the 4-1s in your mind?
Is the Xavier, Virginia, Nova,
two Big East.
Yeah, someone else.
It's easy, and someone else is what we get.
Someone else that I'm missing. It's the easy one that I'm missing. I can't think of it at the minute, but it's a kid of the bracket.
How about Michigan State? Is that what you're thinking of? Or are you thinking of Duke?
Just kid of the bracket.
The bracket?
Yeah,
I want your opinion, not Joe Lenardi's opinion.
I want you. Man.
Oh my gosh!
I know who's the one.
Virginia, Nova.
Yeah, Xavier, Michigan. That's what he's got.
Xavier in Kansas. You're way off with that. Way off.
What do you mean?
And he's got as a twos. He's got.
Kansas is not going to get jumped. You know, Michigan State, if they would have won the Big Ten, they would have been on the
horn
line.
But we can find the damn twos.
Duke, Purdue,
Michigan
Cincinnati
State, and North Carolina. Michigan State's
plummeting. It's only on a three line.
Threes. You thought there were one. Now they're all the way down. Now you're saying, it's only
they're
three.
Not. But see how flimsy it is? So they were.
That drops them down to 12. A three could be a 12. You know, ranked 12th in the nation to be a three. All right, threes, Michigan, Tennessee, Michigan State, Auburn.
Yeah. Auburn could have jumped to that 2 feet, but I'm going to beat them. So that ended it for them.
The fours, Gonzaga, West Virginia, Wichita State, and Zone.
All right. There was a case to be made that Michigan State could have been a two seed though, but I still believe that they.
You just said they were a one seed.
No, they're not going
to
be.
Let's go to Grant and see where he's at with everything.
Oh, this is all too confusing. We have. Is he there? Is he asleep at the switch? Oh, boy. Oh, he's asleep at the switch. Get back.
I'm sorry, he texted me and said, run home.
Well, he was, so you can't dispute that. What do you think of this NFL? I need some person to say.
Well, the Browns are going for broke, as I like to say. So
it's not exactly broke when you got about 15,000 picks in the first 65.
Is that the problem? I mean, yeah, you can't just rely on these rookies. So they're going.
But they got eight picks. They got eight picks before the 65th pick, though. Come on.
Yeah. No, it's a lot. So they're going to go Tyrod Taylor's going to be the starting quarterback.
What?
Johnny Ball's checking in on the heels of the greatest challenge episode of all time.
Oh, I'll lay out for a minute and let you say what you need to say, and I'll just relay it to him. So here you go. What do you got?
Okay, a couple things about that real quick. It was definitely a memorable episode. I'm kind of a Bananas fan.
Yeah.
So I didn't necessarily like the selection of the final challenge because the nature of the grudge match there, I was hoping it would be like something physical, but instead it was like a light pushing contest, which I was kind of like, eh. I don't know. They thought they could have picked a better. And another thing about
did
that.
Did you hear
that?
He doesn't like the final challenge because he wants it more physical.
For this episode or
yeah.
the final?
No, he's talking
that,
about
that
this
past
episode.
The past episode.
Oh, he doesn't like metal stuff.
Yeah.
But no, hold on. No, I like metal stuff. I like metal stuff, just not in that particular.
He doesn't
case,
like pushing
like
and pushing.
It was a grudge match, so I wanted to see something not a metal in that particular instance. But no, it was still a great episode, though.
Okay.
I think
anyway,
once they saw who, honestly, I think once the producers see who's in the final, they're like, "All right, we're putting this metal one in, so there's a chance that we can have this dramatic kick out here."
Totally.
Because if they did it physical,
you don't think it would be dramatic?
No, I think if they, I think once they see the Devins in there, they're like, all right, we need to give him a mental one to give him a chance to win this, so it could be for good ratings. It was a great episode. He was very political the whole way. The way he connived this, it was a phenomenal episode. Phenomenal.
Yeah, no, it was good. It was good. I don't know. I would have liked something physical at the end, but what can you do? So,
yes.
Michael Bennett trade. I tell you, I didn't know what to think when they made the trade, but I've been reflecting on it for, I guess, a few days now, and I think I like it for next year, assuming that he's just coming for 1 year and they're not paying him that back end of the contract.
I think you have to like it because, you know, the reality is that you traded, you know, that Marcus Smith pick and Marcus Johnson from Michael Bennett, and he knows that you can't have any sort of letdown next year, and you got to go for even more if not the same as this year. Your drive has got to be even better. It can't get any worse.
Yeah, I give Roseman. I mean, obviously, Howie's been batting like 1,000 for 2 years now, but I think that
it's just that Vinny Curry contract that he's gonna have to eat in a second. But we'll give him a pass on that.
Yeah, but I will say with Roseman, he finds ways to improve the team that no one really seems to see going in. Like, he's very creative with that type of stuff.
Yeah, people aren't thinking that they need a defensive line help. That's right.
Well, you know what? I'm thinking that maybe he figured if they're going to lose Bradham and they're not going to find, you know, they don't have the financial resources to have a suitable replacement or sign Bradham, maybe he just doubled down on the defensive line. Well, if our linebackers
I think
work,
you have to. If you're
going to
have to
better.
Play Najee Good or Danelle Elbey at the middle back.
Joe Walker.
Because Joe Walker and Najee. This is not exactly top of linebackers as we know.
Yeah. But, I mean, the Eagles are like the team in black, the dude in blackjack who sits down and just keeps winning and winning. So I'm like, what? Every move they make, I'm like, hey,
I know.
You guys do.
There's no stopping. Everything is, they keep doubling down and winning every hand. And you're like, when's it going to stop?
Yeah. But, hey, exciting time in sports right now. You got the tournament coming up. I'm sure we'll talk more about that next week. That'll be the start of the second round.
Yes.
The Sixers look like they're heading playoffs, so it could be a very exciting
I know. It's amazing
month.
To feel secure that you're going to have playoffs every night, but you are. And it'd be very hard for you to end up the blow. So it's a fun thing.
Yep. All right, man. Well,
okay,
enjoy
so
I'm
glad we got you in on the challenge. So I'm glad of that.
We'll talk
so,
more about the
okay.
challenge later.
Yes, then now we get to go to a final chance. So, more to say on that. Thank you.
All right, man. See you guys.
Bye.
What was he saying?
He said, it's fun time.
Well, I'm going to start splitting again. I love the split, and then I have my own mic and all.
I know.
It lowers it, right? People have trouble hearing, right?
No. Well, yeah, the millions will tolerate.
What was he saying?
Well, about what?
About that, the challenge.
What he said, he doesn't like mental stuff in grudge matches, and he wants physical stuff.
Well, I always want physical ones, but and that one, it allowed him to get kicked out, so it made it entertaining.
He said it's a great episode. He just wants
Did
physical stuff
okay.
in the grudge.
I know he's a huge Bananas fan, so I'm sure.
Yeah, he's more of a Bananas fan than you are. He started off with that.
I'm not a fan.
I know. Yeah, that's the point. He started off with that. Yeah, but he was a fan.
That's why I enjoy, took more enjoyment out of it, you think?
It's got to be. He's one of your most hated players.
I think that's what makes the show good, is they have this ultra-villain who wins all the time, kind of like a Tom Brady thing.
Right?
I think,
and
he
keeps playing and playing and winning.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things that drives it.
Uh-huh.
But the way this guy manipulated, just for them to get say his name to get him in there, and then the way he was able to take him out was so incredibly dramatic. And entertaining. It was hilarious.
Right.
So, what was he? Do we need a remark on his NFL talk?
No, he's just remarking on a Michael Bentry that he
was. So, how up and up are you with this Torrey Smith just feud with Howard Eskin? And by the way, I got some dirt last night on why this is. Cross and Broad on the line here. Should I get him, Kyle Scott, in here?
And what?
Why? What was the program director's name again for 97? Matt Nahigian. Why he got fired?
We know he got fired. He got a job in San Francisco.
No, that is not why.
And they wanted to cut his money.
He was the neighbor of Mr. Ruttman. Okay, Mr. Ruttman told me the whole story. He really got fired because
his ratings are in the tank.
That was
number
secondary.
One.
It started off, there was a prank, an inside prank. Are you familiar with this?
Yeah, that's years ago with the stupid Dwayne. And they got
that
all,
one.
They got
that,
all
I kind of knew what he was talking about, but he didn't explain it well.
Pat Egan. And they suspended him for that for a week. But number one is his ratings in the TANK tank.
Well, that is why they were getting destroyed. They were getting blistered on the in the ratings.
Good.
Did I hear correctly that Johnny Marks just beat Missinelli in the last marking period?
I don't know anything about that. I wouldn't be super surprised.
I'm surprised you wouldn't be on your Radio Wars tip-top toes here. With
I don't think they're ever going to really beat him for any sustained period of time in the afternoon.
But
they're blistering him anywhere else, so that's all that matters.
94 is blistering him in every other capacity?
Yeah.
Well, if they're beating him in the Missinelli time slot, too, you're in deep trouble. All right, that's Grando on the line.
Are you there now?
I am, yeah. Yeah, how are you?
Oh, welcome in.
Well, what is your prediction in terms of, I'm hearing all kinds of things, and I realize it's early, but you think Vinny Curry stays, you think Brandon Graham stays, and I at the very least, Graham ought to stay because he's still young and he's a terrific player.
I think Graham, there should be no issue with him. He's locked up for a long time. If I had to pick now,
what'd you
I
say,
would
what'd
say
you say about What'd you say about Graham? What'd you say?
No, Graham, there's going to be no issues because he's got a long-term contract and he's going to be here for a long time. But I think Vinny Curry is an interesting one because he's another one with a long-term contract. And
you think they go to Curry and say, look, redo your deal?
Yeah, I don't know if they want him that bad that they would have him do a restructure rather than just trade him to another club. I really don't know. I think he was kind of fed up before the season, and he managed to play the whole season and contribute somewhat. But we already heard that he was fed up. Any less fed up now, so I think going up go.
You don't think he's a key guy, right?
It's not even that. I just think that in the scheme, and I don't think he he just wants more, and he's not going to be able to get it here. So probably end up going.
Yeah, not here. Yeah, but somebody might pay him, right? What happens to Peters?
Oh, I don't know. 10-6 is a big number to pay. It's a huge number. So that's going to be very interesting.
You think they cut him and redo the deal and bring him back and then tell him that he comes back and plays and make him a coach?
I think the only way he would stay here is going to be on a restructure, not any other way. Because Howie loves him and he's a Hall of Famer, but he wants to keep all the good players.
They can't pay him that crazy number, though, can they, Jamie?
No, they can't pay him 10-6 for past performance, and you know that very well. So that's what's going to make it a stumbling block.
All right. Good job. Well, look.
Keep tomorrow in mind,
okay?
I will. It's in
with
very
you and I,
rain
okay,
the
buddy.
Okay.
All right. Yeah.
By the way, Brandon Graham is not locked up for a long term. He's got 1 year left.
He's got a long term contract.
No, he doesn't. Well, this is it.
Anyway,
this year.
There's gonna be no.
He's got a long term contract.
There's gonna be.
You are wrong.
There's gonna be no issues with you. If he goes next year, he'll go next year, but.
I know. This year he's fine. He's locked up, but it's something that has to be addressed. And there are rumors floating about moving him because he has trade bait, and he's good trade bait, and his cap hit is nearly as horrific as Curry.
Yeah.
And who are they going to get to play on Curry?
Yeah, and Nigel, what are they going to do with him?
That's bad. The Bradham one. I don't know how you just let your leader. You just
got to have faith that go ahead.
I'm reading Torrey Smith's goodbye. And it's
why is it on? Come on.
I just want to get to the part where he talks about Eskins, just for this show.
No, who cares? I don't want to talk about this, man. No, I know. How is it baby? But I don't, I'm not interested in this nonsense. It's a bunch of nonsense.
It just says
he's gone.
PR team, some media folks, someone tell Howard that LeBron is the GOAT.
He did say
that. Ask him right back. Torrey, you were a pleasure to cover. Had fun with our debates. Always feel bad when people like yourself lead the team. But I know it's part of the sport. Good luck, brother. Torrey Smith at Ann Arbor.
Yeah.
Well, where is he going to go?
They traded him to Carolina Panthers. He's not going to be playing for that long anymore.
Man. Who do you like in the ACC final?
Virginia against UNC. It's going to be one boring game.
Why?
I just have a feeling that.
Why is it going to be boring? Just tell me.
I don't think it's going
to
be.
Not a lot of points scored.
Yeah.
Who's going to win?
I think Virginia will win.
Virginia wins that? All right. Who wins the Atlantic 10?
Definitely in the semifinal. St. Joe's.
That's going to be a Sunday final. Tommy was starting to think that there's going to be no Sunday final. So, Atlantic 10's going Sunday.
Yeah. And
the ACC always used to be a Sunday.
They changed
the ACC and the Big 10, right?
Yeah, they'll have to move for the Big 10.
No,
so,
the Big 10 happened already, brother.
I'm talking about in general. That's not going to happen for many years.
What's not going to happen? The Big 10?
Going early again.
They're not doing that again?
No.
Where are they going to play then?
They're going back to the natural home.
Which is where?
Chicago and Indy.
Why'd they come here this year?
We've already covered the money, and they wanted to give Rutgers a pop. Same reason why they went to Washington.
Rutgers a pop? The heck's that mean, give Rutgers a pop?
Give
them a chance to be what? Home?
Give them a tangential home team. The reason why your friend got fired is because 94 is what we call running over him like a bulldozer in every day part.
Okay.
So that's isn't that what he said, Neil?
I love it. And then he has to move to California. It's crazy.
Well,
let me just uplift the whole
Dems
family.
Dems debris.
Uplift the whole family. All right, we're moving on. Going here. Yeah. I guess it tells San Francisco. I was a program director in Philadelphia, in one of the biggest sports towns there is.
Did he talk about the ratings? No, he said, I just didn't know if he wanted, if he brought it up.
He said, oh, yeah, he got fired. Yep. All right. Spring training at Phil's. Do we have a day game today to watch?
Yeah, there's another day game at home. Let's check the record. I think you're going to be in it. I mean, Great Food League, I don't think it's gotten much better. I think we're about 3-10 or 3-11 or whatever we are. Not that it matters, but at all. But... No, it's just quick.
There we go. Cactus League.
No, Grapefruit.
I know. Grapefruit leads. Yankees 10-4.
I only care about it. Yeah.
We are second to the bottom, 6-9.
Yeah.
Second worst. The Mets are the only ones worse, 5-9.
I know you care so much about that. We're getting close.
There's a lot of people in the mediocre range. 7-6 to... 5-7, 6-8.
We have no ties yet.
The Yankees are rolling 10-4, obviously. Houston 11-5. So the two very predictable.
So that's why you think spring training results can tell you things.
Is what?
That's why you think spring training results can tell you things.
It can tell you things.
Yeah.
Well, what's that say? I mean, we know that that's the World Series champ, and they. Arguably the predicted World Series champ as with the two best records. And then you got the Cubs, 11-2. Don't we think they're great?
Well,
the 9-6, we know they're great. These are all great teams.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, it's not like, oh, we got the some horrible teams. What the heck's going on with Cole Hamill? I see Texas 4-9. Is that team just not good anymore?
He got mad that they went into a six-man rotation.
Six-man rotation?
Yeah.
For the season.
And he got all bent out of shape about that like a week ago and made all sorts of commentaries.
Why are they doing that? Who does that?
Tampa Bay can do four-man rotation and just use like five relievers on like the fifth day. You know that?
No, I did not know.
They're going to do that. I don't know how long that, but it's an interesting thing to do, four-man rotation.
Yeah.
You think that's better than a six-man rotation?
I mean, this is why the people...
The Angels are doing that with Ohtani, six-man rotation.
Is that right?
Yeah, because that's what Japan does.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Now, here we go. Now this is the new thing.
They've always had six-man rotation, sort of. Right?
Four when I was growing up, then it turned to five. Or it was four when I was young, then it turned to five. It was five forever. Now you're saying it's going to be six?
That's a couple teams that do six. Okay, we're done.
All right, sign off.
Yes, all right, bye.